This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity, and enhance the ease of living of people in the city.
जब भारत जैसे विशाल लोकतंत्र के बारे में सोचता है तो अक्सर उसके मन में दिल्ली की तस्वीर आती है। दिल्ली केवल भारत की राजधानी नहीं है, ये भारत की पहचान भी है, भारत की ऊर्जा का प्रतीक भी है। इसलिए दिल्ली का विकास केवल एक शहर का विकास नहीं होता, यह पूरे देश की छवि से जुड़ा होता है।
The Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. He said under the leadership of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, the national capital is witnessing continued development. Mr. Modi said India's women power is moving ahead with renewed energy in every sector and making a significant contribution to nation building. Mr. Modi said the new metro section that opened today will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital. The Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He also inaugurated two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These corridors will provide direct connectivity to several important locations in the national capital and improve connectivity for residents travelling between Noida, South Delhi and the airport. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi visited General Pool Residential Accommodation or GPRA Type 5 quarters in Sarojini Nagar in New Delhi and handed over the keys to women allottees. He interacted with the women Shramjeevi workers. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the GPRA redevelopment plan. President Draupadi Murmu has said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi today, the President said that women have taken the lead in all spheres, be it entrepreneurship or corporate world. President Draupadi Murmu said, India is rapidly moving towards women-led development and women's participation in the workforce has increased. She highlighted the schemes like Beti Bachao Beti Padhao, PM Mudra Yojana and Mission Shakti have led to the empowerment of women.
Skill India Mission, महिलाओं को गैर परंपरागत क्षेत्रों में भी कुशल बना रही है। महिलाएं जॉब क्रिएटर की भूमिका में भी आगे बढ़ रही है। स्टार्टअप इंडिया के अंतर्गत सहायता प्राप्त करने वाले आधे से अधिक स्टार्टअप में कम एक महिला डायरेक्टर है। गवर्नमेंट ई मार्केट प्लेस पर वर्तमान में 2 लाख से अधिक महिला स्वामित्व वाले MSMEs सक्रिय है।
The President said that women's participation in education is increasing and the country has achieved gender parity in school education. She said that the nation's daughters are also performing exceptionally well in sports. Speaking on the occasion, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said that the centre is working with a whole-of-government approach to empower the lives of women. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is all set to form the next government in Nepal after securing a decisive lead in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. The 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of the RSP defeated 4-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a margin of nearly 50,000 votes. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.